Do you have to have a therapist that has his or her life together? It's not unusual for a marriage counselor to have been divorced, maybe in the middle of a second very chaotic relationship. Not unusual. What about somebody who is going to give you guidance on their on your children, and three of their children are just off the rails socially and emotionally and all over the map? A therapist who wants to help you live your life better because you're frustrated, mildly depressed, discontent about things, so you go in for some general guidance, and along the way you find out that this particular therapist's life isn't the prettiest either. Does that make any difference? Can't they just give you the techniques and the ideas independent of their own life? A cardiologist could. Cardiologists, for example, could have a completely messed up life and know exactly what medication to give you to make your heart beat better. Neurosurgeon may be a real scoundrel in his or her existence, but with a scalpel, they're quite skilled. Does that translate over into therapy? Are the therapy techniques so specific that it really doesn't matter how the therapist lives and exists and runs his or her life? Because indeed, all they have to do is give you ideas and techniques, and that's what's necessary. I don't think so. First of all, the parallels between talk therapy, for example, and there are many different kinds of therapy. And some, I will stop here, digress for a moment. Some therapies are more technique specific than others. You come in with a particular problem, like I want to stop smoking, or I'm anxious about heights. There are certain therapeutic techniques that are more formula oriented. They are applied, if you will. But the vast majority of therapy is talk therapy, helping someone to live a better existence. Now, therapists come from many different theoretical perspectives, but let's lay that aside for the moment. Let's just take counseling as a person with some sort of expertise trying to help you look at life better, think better, get your emotions under control, make better decisions. Is it necessary, or is it even beneficial, for a person like that to have their lives relatively well put together? I think it is. Here's why. What I bring to therapy, what I offer a client in the way of guidance, in the way of perspective of life, is in large part influenced by how I personally see life, how I morally see life, what decisions I make. That's my template. How I look at things. And if in fact I chronically make bad decisions in my own life, even though I might recognize that I've made some bad decisions, the question becomes, how can I assess to the best of my ability another person's decisions when I myself fall into traps and pitfalls? Doesn't that kind of imply that my judgment isn't the best? Don't forget, that judgment is the judgment I'm going to share with you to help you live your life better. If I make bad judgments for myself personally, what's to say that I can somehow divorce my personal bad judgments from my personal judgment advice that I'm going to give to you? If I'm 0-for-4 in raising mature, responsible, wholesome kids, all four of my kids have various levels of social mess-ups in their lives. Does that not say that somehow, some way, my particular idea of how to look at children, shape children, give children morals, is somehow off kilter? Couldn't you imply that? But yet I'm going to turn around and tell you what I think you should do for your children. Now, I suppose one could say, well, it's Some people have enough insight that they look back on what they did and they realize they were totally off base on 92% of it. Yes, that is an unusual person, and that usually takes 20 or more years for those kids to grow up and for me to finally see, uh-oh, yuh-oh, it didn't turn out like I had thought. You know this in your own life, don't you? Do you go to people whose own marriages are messed up for counsel about your marriage? Do you go to people who have two children with parole officers and one in a drug support group for guidance with your nine-year-old? You don't, because you don't trust their judgment. You don't trust the way they look at things. Well, I think you can kind of draw a parallel to therapists. If their own personal lives are a royal mess, what is to say that somehow they can offer suggestions and ideas and observations and insights and guidance that will help you live well? I'm not saying they can't do any of it. I'm just saying it might not be maximized. Which means, basically, I've got about two more years to straighten my kids up. And if I can't get them straightened up with the help of a good parole officer, well, I'm probably going to have to get out of this therapy business.